Pastor Rick will often say, some people are called through Saddleback, some people are called through Saddleback. And we love to train people. We love to have people have the experience at Saddleback. But we also know that sometimes we can provide great experience. We can provide a great opportunity of ministry and a season of growth. But they may not want to, they may not be there for the long term. But whatever we teach them or wherever they learn in that ministry at Saddleback, they take that with them. And that's a kingdom advancement, not necessarily a church advancement.
Backstage, and we were talking about, because we were connected with some of the pastors that are there, and all of them have these stories of, I started here, but now I'm here. Mm-hmm. I had spent a good chunk of ministry in this room, and I'm wondering what's going to happen next, because mm-hmm. what I'm hoping for isn't happening. And you mm-hmm. said something, Anne, that like, it caught me off guard, but then I loved it. You said, I don't think people should be afraid to move on. Uh-huh. I actually think it's good to go.
Yeah. And what we were talking a little bit about is, you know, we were talking about some, especially millennials, they come on staff and they want to be able to move up the ladder. They want to have more opportunities available to them. Mm-hmm. And so the particular pastor we're talking about was more in their 30s, more like you, and thinking, okay, well, they want us to be loyal. They want us to hang around, and then your time will come. It'll be due. And so they were trying to determine, well, how long do I be faithful? How long do I stay? And where does my loyalty go? And at what point do I get to move into ministry?
Yeah, they were actually asking the question, like, what will my loyalty earn me?
Exactly.
Right, like, what if I give you loyalty, what do I get in return? And they're hoping mm-hmm. it's going to be an opportunity to advance inside of the organization,
right,
whatever that means,
right? And and my thought was, I would say, hey, it would be great to move on. It would be great. You don't have to stay just simply for loyalty. There's a lot of opportunities that you can have in other churches and other experiences, even corporations today. You know, they like to see opportunities where you've had different experiences, you've had different opportunities and roles. I think that rounds out your gift and your talent mm-hmm. mix. And so it's okay, and loyalty is a good thing. You want to have loyalty while you're at the company or organization,
wherever
or church that you're
in
at.
The organization
right.
you are. But you're saying don't hold on mm-hmm. to your current spot as if it's the only spot you've got.
Right.
And sometimes that's hard right. to imagine. You've got blinders because, you know, you're being told, and this is the pastor we were talking to yesterday. He's yeah. like, I was told that being loyal was going to earn me mm-hmm. massive credit or opportunity, but he found himself just making very small mm-hmm. incremental movements through the organization,
right.
knowing in his own heart that he had something much larger by vision and much larger to offer in his own gifting.
And I think he would have more opportunity if he actually took a different role at a different church. Because I think he mentioned as well, too, that sometimes when you started very young, people within the organization aren't very good about letting you move out of that younger role, mm-hmm. getting you into the more
trusting
seasoned role.
You, yeah, trusting you uh-huh. with a greater responsibility.
Right.
Because they see you as that young kid.
Yeah, so I think there's great opportunity to move and try a different church or let God open the doors for that. I think that when you do that, you have an opportunity to give more back. You learn different skill sets when you're at a different place as well in a different organization. And I think it helps your skill set, and I think it helps spiritual growth as well. So I was, you know, kind of saying, go ahead and take that chance or ask God to open that door. If he's going to do that for you, I think you'll get greater opportunity. And that even happens in the corporate world. I think mm-hmm. people do like to go out. They do like to come back. And it used to be you'd stay at a company or a church for 30 years, and it's just not the way that the yeah. culture is right now.
Yeah, nobody's committing for life to any
no.
particular organization.
No.
Although I'm wondering, you know, with a 50-year-old as the senior leader, whether mm-hmm. that's in a business or if mm-hmm. it's in a church, I know that there are several leaders in their 50s whose highest commitment, the thing they're most looking for, is loyalty.
Yes. And I think loyalty is what you need to have while you're there. And that doesn't mean, you know, you stay loyal just for the sake of loyalty. You want to be loyal to the ministry that you've been given there at that position or that church. But loyalty, it's not disloyal if God opens the door for you to have an opportunity at a different church. I don't know that I consider that disloyalty.
Yeah, that's good.
I think that you can still be loyal to the church that you're in and still love that church.
Yeah.
And God may be calling you to a different place, and it's okay to change that loyalty to where you might be able to go to and to advance your skill set.
And express. Yeah, I was going to say, there's got to be a loyalty to your shape.
Yes.
That's a big deal, right?
Exactly, exactly. And so you, and I think sometimes when you go to a different location, you have better opportunities that are given to you, and you get that chance to move, that growth opportunity that you might not get if you just stay loyal in the church that you're at.
Yeah, I do think that you have to have a conviction to your shape, your DNA, your core makeup as a leader. And if you're not getting those opportunities within the ecosystem that you find yourself in, the church you're in, or the business you're in, you can't be afraid of what might be out there, and you can't be afraid of what others are going to think of you if the opportunity comes and you decide to make that transition, right?
Right. And like I said, just being loyal doesn't mean you're disloyal when you leave.
That's
so I
great.
Think sometimes that's the struggle.
The fear is that you're going to be disloyal.
If you feel like maybe God's calling you to a different opportunity or an advancement that you wouldn't be able to get within the current organization that you're in right now. And then I think sometimes too, if you do leave that particular church, you get some great experience, you get some great growth. Sometimes that church may call you back to say, wow, you know, you've really grown in your shape and in your calling and what you're doing, and boy, that really would fit in, and you could actually bring more back with you.
So good. And that's not a theory. You've actually seen that played out over and over again, especially with the relationships that you're privy to, right?
Yeah, I Saddleback, Pastor Rick will often say, some people are called to Saddleback, some people are called through Saddleback, and we love to train people. We love to have people have the experience at Saddleback. But we also know that sometimes we can provide great experience, we can provide a great opportunity of ministry and a season of growth, but they may not want to, they may not be there for the long term, but whatever we teach them or wherever they learn in that ministry at Saddleback, they take that with them, and that's a kingdom advancement, not necessarily a church advancement.
That's awesome. So being willing to see the capital C church move forward, understanding that sometimes people are called to your church and called to your ministry for a season. I don't know that anybody is called for a lifetime somewhere, unless it's a senior pastor, you know, like Rick planting his church. He said, I'm not going to jump ship to another organization.
Right.
I will plant, I will live, and I will die in this seat.
Right. And but I think that was Rick's calling. But I also think that a lot of people, I think that's not the culture today like it might have been 50 years ago.
Right, right.
You would stay with the church. You'd stay with that from the time you started, from, you know, birth to, you know, retirement. But I do think there's so much opportunity in variety and change, like that we learn so much more. And we can give so much back.
Absolutely. I just thought it was so... It's like you give permission to people when you say you're sometimes called to ministry and sometimes you're called through this ministry. So you spend a season here and we want to propel you forward. Mm-hmm. How do we, or how have you, in seasons where you were pushing people through, allowing them to make their way to the next better opportunity, how did you guard your own heart when it was time for somebody to move on to the next? Have you ever had somebody that you're like, no, I don't want you to go, but...
Yeah, actually, we've had some great people pass through Office of the Pastor. Rick's had several assistants over the years as we've been there. And so we believe that when a new assistant came in, we gave them a great opportunity. We gave them a great ministry experience. We gave them the ministry of Rick Warren globally. They got to learn and grow and see things. We got to mentor and coach those assistants. And then, but we also knew that that was probably going to be a position that you wouldn't stay in long term. Some positions are just not 30-year positions.
Absolutely.
And so we knew within a, you know, 2 to 3 to 5 years they would want to move on. But what they received while they were there was this huge growth experience. They saw ministry from a global perspective. They learned PD from Rick himself. They had the opportunity to meet a lot of
global influencers.
Yes, all over the globe. So those experiences, they took that with them, and now they're in different ministries and different jobs, but that experience has made them a better employee, a better servant, a better minister. And so we think those are great opportunities. We I think you do want to be able to change your season. Sometimes a season in ministry, there's a particular job or position that needs to be filled, but then maybe the season of ministry changes and that job's really not there any
necessary
longer.
Or we change the scope of it,
and then maybe that person doesn't fit within the scope of that new change, that we're going in a new growth direction. And so sometimes that's a good thing for them to kind of, okay, they got the learning for that season that that did fit their shape and their calling, but now that season has changed, and it's okay to say, you know, this is a season of change, and I can move forward, I can move on, move ahead, and I can still be loyal when I'm moving on, whether that's going somewhere else. That's being loyal to your calling, and even loyal to the church that you're in.
That's great.
To say not stay there just simply for the sake that
for
I'm gonna,
a job.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think there's great opportunity for people to learn and move on and grow and take a challenge.
It's such a good perspective, and nobody, I think, just nobody carries it like a banner, but your confidence in being okay with moving through an organization or going on to the next opportunity is really based in your confidence in Jesus. You're not sinking your identity inside of who you work with or what you're working in order to accomplish. You're wrapped up totally in Jesus. So if the opportunity closes where you're currently at, so be it. Jesus has me on to the next model.
And we've had seen a lot of changes over the 13 years I've been at Saddleback. It's not the same as it was 13 years. We've gone through seasons of change. My role has changed. My responsibilities have changed. And so I've been able to flex and bend with that and still be able to stay there. And there's going to be some changes coming down the road in the next 2 or 3 years. And so I want to be open to that too. Is that, you know, when is it time to move or change or get a different direction? And so it doesn't matter what age you are, there are opportunities to change and move and grow. It's just to be able to take the challenge and have the courage to move when the season is moving.
I love it. I love it. If you want to see and hear more from Ann Crum, she's on Instagram, so you can see her and all her beautiful grandbabies. She's always posting about those, so go find her, Ann Crum. She's inside of the Saddleback office of the pastor constantly. A great voice with seasons of experience not to be wasted or overlooked. So
I work with a lot of millennials, so we can talk millennials.
She does.
Too.
Anne has got a keen. Yeah, we're gonna have more conversations with Anne in it. But Anne, I just appreciate your perspective. You triggered something in my mind that I thought was just too good not to go live with. I'm hoping that this conversation compelled somebody and challenged somebody. If you know somebody who's afraid to move through their organization, I want you to tag them in this. Thank you to Saddleback, who sponsors this whole endeavor. The PDcast podcast is brought to you by Saddleback and Purpose Driven Ministries. So thank you to you guys. We will talk to you guys soon.